Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to another installation of the Gospel Jazz Connection here on Culture Zine Radio Network. This is the Gospel Jazz Connection. I'm D-Nice, along with your host, Miss M, and today we've got some great music for you. So we'd like to put a few shout-outs here. We'd like to shout-out to our new listener getting ready to kick off a new show, Miss Chef Nicole Martin. Hey, 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 out there to you. And some of our other folks out there from Halo Hot Rod, thanks for joining and listening in. And we're going to hear a little later on from one of the major, major producers, screenwriters, scriptwriters, producers, super producer for music, for television, everything. If you think about it, in entertainment, she does it. We're talking about Miss Raynell Saunders, and she's been with us on the red carpet for the new, I'm telling you, the hottest show on earth. If you want to hear the hottest show on earth, I'm telling you, it's there embodied in the Universal Soul Circus. And she was on the red carpet with us doing some celebrity interviews. And so we're going to be hearing from her a little later on. So we got a lot of great music. We got a lot of great interviews. We got a lot of great everything. So for the next hour, this is D-Nice saying, sit back, relax, and watch with your ears.
Good evening, I'm Kirk Whalum. Welcome to The Gospel According to Jazz, Chapter 2.
Well, hello out there. This is Miss M with the Gospel Jazz Connection, and we got a lot going on out here in the city. And I have a guest on the air, and she's also working with us at the Gospel Jazz Connection doing interviews, Miss Rainelle Saunders. Are you there?
I am here.
Well,
how
are you out there? Just fine. Tell us a little bit about what you had going on all this week.
Well, wow. Well, there's a lot. I'm in pre-production on a film that I'm working on that I wrote and getting ready to get that rolling called Rich. And, you know, always promoting my novel, Poppy's Place, which is on
Amazon.
I like that.
And
then, of course, working with you wonderful people at the Gospel Jazz Network on the red carpet at the Universe Soul Circus and, you know, getting these great interviews with all the wonderful people that showed up and came through. That was exciting and fun. I've been busy.
It was so many people out there.
It was, so I appreciate all the photos that got taken because I forgot all about having my camera close by. I saw some of the other folks on there getting their little selfies done, and I was like, oh, no. But then all of a sudden, it's like people had pictures, so that was great.
That's right. It was good. And the circus was awesome, too. I enjoyed it so much.
Was that your first time?
That was my first time going to that.
Me too. And by the time I got through talking to all those folks, they had me all excited. So I was really, really revved up and ready to go.
Now, I see you got a lot of interviews done because we got a lot of work done that night. And it was good seeing Adele and Pat Prescott and all those people.
Exactly. The classics. There was all kinds. There was younger folks, some of the up-and-coming stars like, you know, India Love from the Westbrook. You know, her family was there. Everybody was there, but we didn't grab the sisters, but we managed to get her, you know, towards the end there. And she was just cute as could be. And she was sitting up there, you know, one of the ringmasters up there on stage.
Yeah, I saw her.
That was good. And then we had some classics, you know, like who we ended up talking to, Lon McHugh. He was, you know, one of the grandmasters of the thing, along with Adele Lamar. So, so we got them. And who else? We had Howard Hewitt, you know, and always representing
well. You guys took a fabulous picture together.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You did.
Yeah. That was cool. And who else? We had Kel Mitchell. Mandel Frazier, he's another actor from If Loving You Is Wrong, from Tyler Perry Show. And then we had Roe Brooks from The Haves and the Have Nots, you know, and Yuck Mouth, the rapper, you know. And I impressed him by knowing that his radio show was the number one urban radio show in America. He was like, what you know about that? I'm like, that's right. I did my homework a little bit, you know, trying to make sure that they feel special. And, you know, by the time they got to us, you want to make sure they're not getting the same old questions, you know, coming down the red carpet. So I thought that was cool. I had got a few surprises in there, you know.
Because you do want to make them feel comfortable, so they'll tell you things you need to know.
That's right.
Now, I'm
going
to go back
maybe they didn't
do. Now, let's go back to you, though. This Poppy's Place. So we can just go to Amazon and buy that?
You can. It's P-O-P-I apostrophe S and then P-L-A-C-E, Poppy's Place. And basically, you know, now I self-published and it came out in 2013, but it's been doing really well. It's got 5 stars on Amazon, which, you know, I would love to get more reviews. Sometimes, you know, you get 5 stars and people are like, oh, she probably only got 1 review. That's why. But I got a few. I could use some more, but it's like, it's not because, you know, it's because it's really worth 5 stars, if I may say so myself. And, I hope to... Yes, of course. You know, if I don't believe in it, I don't know how I'm going to convince anybody else.
That's right.
So, but, and it's good. I plan to turn it into a miniseries one of these days because it's 504 pages, so there's no way I'm going to try to squeeze all that great story into 2 hours. So I figured at least it needs part 1 and part 2. You know.
Will a movie come out of it, maybe?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm hoping. But, you know, like I said, it may have to be done in two parts and be on cable. Because it's,
okay.
It might, yeah, it'll probably, it would be something good for Showtime. When I had originally written it, I had in mind to replace Soul Food, you know, when Soul Food went off the air.
Yeah.
It kind of left a void for a really good, you know, drama with some black leads, you know, with good stories that aren't all, you know, just based on the same old thing, you know, just, you know, all kinds of people from all walks of life and from all different parts of the country. And that's what my six main characters represent, women from all over who came together and ended up in L.A. And I go back two generations in each of the women's stories to tell how they all came to be who they are and why they're even friends, you know. So it's got a lot, it's got some spiritual lessons in there, you know. There's a little sprinkle of everything. I call it my my Jackie Collins novel meets Terry McMillan meets Iyanla Van Zandt with a sprinkle of Zane. That's my my description if somebody needs to know.
I love
you know,
it.
So. Yeah.
Well, all
so,
of you guys
I mean,
out there,
enjoy.
You go out there and get this. You got to get this.
That's right.
Poppy's Place.
Poppy's Place by Raynell Saunders, and it's on Amazon. I guess I can shout out my little other stuff. You can follow me on Twitter at Raynell S. As in, so it's R-A-I-N-E-L-L-E, and then capital S. Like Saunders, and then I'm on Facebook at Raynell Saunders, and then you know it's poppiesplacethenovel.com is my website.
Okay,
so
everybody
go
check this website out and get Poppy's Place because I know I'm going to get a copy of it. I am.
Yes.
Well, it was great talking to you, Raynell, and I
well,
hope you'll be
you
calling
very
back
much.
In. It's telling us about things as you're doing it around in the city because you're doing a thing.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I try to stay busy so that I always have something good to talk about.
Okay, then. So we will talk to you soon, Raynell.
Well, thank you, Ms. M. And you just keep on playing those beautiful hits that soothe the soul.
Okay.
I love
keep
that. So, all right.
We're going to close this interview out with Spread Love by Take Six.
All right.
I know somebody could care. He's got it made. He won't admit it, but it's just a masquerade. He's a modern day deceiver with a case of falsehood fever. But today, it's a game. All the truth that's been deleted. Oh, what a shame. Seems like everything we hear is just a tale. But I've got something that will never, ever fail. Now it's gonna
spread love.
Oh, it's gonna spread tonight.
Spread love.
The truth is on the sky.
What the world
hello out there. This is Miss M with the Gospel Jazz Connection, and I got Lady D on the line. What's going on out there, Lady D?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, fine. Just getting this stuff together. We had a wonderful time at the red carpet last Wednesday. It was beautiful.
We sure did.
You all enjoy yourself?
Oh, I had a blast interacting and networking with everybody that was there. It was a lot of fun. I had never been. That was my first time.
Wow. Yeah, I kind of been working with them for 3 or 4 years, and they've done an excellent job with the community. And my job was bringing some of the celebrities out there and pastors and churches. And we had Bishop McClendon out there, his family. We had Pastor Stewart Church, who is Tamar Braxton, and also Kevin Hart, pastor. So we had a lot of them out there enjoying themselves with the kids. Pastor from LA Preachers, we had Pastor Wayne Chaney out. And a few others came out, and it was like a wonderful, like a family-oriented day. It was wonderful. And it's still going on until April 17th.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you that want to go see the Universal Circus, you can go out there to Carson. It's at the StubHub Center.
And we have spiritual night every Thursday night.
Oh, that's a twist. What are they going to do on spiritual night?
We usually have someone sing spiritual, you know, have a praise and worship team come out there and kind of lift up the name of Jesus while we're there, you know.
Okay.
This Sunday coming, they're going to have praise and worship dancers there, VIP dancers. They do a lot of dancing at West Angeles, so they'll be out there as one of the special guests at 4 o'clock this Sunday coming.
Okay.
There's a lot of activity there's something at chart with everything that's going on. There's a lot of activity that's going to be going on through the week next week. And right now they're acting groups of if anyone have senior citizen, their tickets are going down for $12 Friday at 12 noon. So if they know anyone, they'll get a group of senior citizens to come out there. They'll let them get in for $12.
Oh, that's a good price there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the seniors would love to go to that.
Yeah.
Because they could leave from church and go right on over there.
Go right on over. This is Friday, I think. It's Friday.
On Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
Also,
and what else
you got
going on?
Well, we do have coming up, Kirk Franklin is coming to town. He haven't done a tour in 20 years. So he's doing like a one-night tour. It's going to be at the Wiltern on April 15th. So I'm looking forward and going and enjoying Jesus and seeing him come out. Hopefully we can get him to come and say a few words on the Gospel Jazz Connection.
That would be awesome. It seems funny. It's been 20 years. It's really been that long. Wow. Time
20
flies.
Years.
Wow. Having fun. Isn't
that
something? Good. Yes, it is. Well,
yeah,
you stay pretty busy.
I do. You know, I have Pamela Bazaar. She also worked with the Universal Soul Circus, and she has a magazine called RSVP. She actually is online, and she might want to say something about what she does and her ministry as well as work with the Universal Soul Circus.
Tamara, are you on the line?
Oh, can you hear me?
Hello? Pam?
Yeah, we hear you.
Hello. I'm so happy. I am traveling, but it's such a pleasure to be on the radio with Lady D, who's a blessing in my life. And I also want to extend hello to everybody, to the listeners out there. I've been working with Doreen with Universal Circus. She's been doing an absolutely fabulous job. How's everyone doing?
We're blessed and high
esteem. Oh, good, good. I did want to just briefly say that I am the publisher of RSVP News and Latino News, but what I specifically wanted to say that we'll be saluting Lady D in our next issue, and on our cover will be Barbershop 3. But we do have a segment where we salute dynamic women of God, and Doreen has certainly been a blessing in my life, and she's done extraordinary as a publicist, and God has just blessed her just phenomenally. And I just, you know, wanted to just briefly come on and say hello and let her know that I love her so much, and I've been enjoying listening to this program. It's truly been a blessing.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Now, where are you guys out of? You're in L.A.?
Yes, based out of L.A.
Okay, very good. So, wonderful. Well, I know I didn't want to keep you guys. I just wanted to reach out and say hello. And I've been listening to the program, though. It's really been a blessing.
Pam is in Atlanta right now. She listens from Atlanta, Georgia. Right?
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what else you got going on out there, Pam?
Well, besides I'm going into print with RSVP News and Latino News, as I was mentioning, we have Ice Cube's project, Barbershop 3, on. I also do a little work with Tyler Perry. When his plays come to L.A., I handle a lot of his PR, and Dorian, we tend to work a lot together on various projects, but right now that's been the focal point in getting the magazine out for the May issue, so we're excited about that. And then we print every other month. So that's about it. I also do all of the PR, though, for the county library. We try to get the services and programs out. We have live homework help where students can get tutorial service for free if they have a library card. So we really try to build literacy, and it's 86 libraries under the county. So we're
good.
Yeah, we really I certainly would love to send you out some information on the library that you can share with your listeners and parents and be a blessing in their lives. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Keep us posted on all that you got going on out there. This is exciting to hear all this news.
Yeah, I definitely will. But all right.
Okay then, Pam. Well, you be safe out there in Atlanta. And you keep us posted, and we'll be talking to you really soon.
Yeah, I just want to say I thank her so much. We've been friends and co-workers for 22 years now, and God just been a blessing to her in my life and stuff. And I also want to thank D-Nice and Ms. M on the radio right now for just giving me a chance to kind of connect and spotlight artists and entertainment. It's truly been a blessing, and I thank God for you both.
All right, thank you. And we look forward to hearing about everything you're going to be doing for the rest of this year, because you're going to keep us busy. I know that. So I'm going to go to a commercial right now, and you be blessed, Dorian.
Hello, my name is David Fleming, and the name of my company is Alabaster Box Soaps. The web address is also Alabaster Box Soaps. I make all natural soaps from shea butter, cocoa butter, and mango butter. I also do make goat's milk soaps, along with several different varieties of lavender soaps. I do have a Facebook page by the same name, Alabaster Box Soaps, and I hope that you take the time to visit my web and my Facebook. I'm sure that there is something there that you would love to have.
And I'd like to give a shout-out to Chef Nicole Martin. I hope she's listening out there. I sent her the information, and she's listening. A shout-out to you and your cooking. I'm looking forward to what you got planned. I'm not going to drop the ball on that, though. But I'm looking forward to what you got going on. So we're going to go right into Gerald Austin.
AVS Media, Dad.
Hi, this is Gerald Austin of the Manhattans, and I love listening to Gospel Jazz Connection with D-Nice and Miss M. I am sure.
everything on my own, but God in his infinite wisdom showed me that he was in charge, and that he made everything happen, everything, and everything he did was good, and that he makes no mistakes.
Yes, God is great.
Yeah.
Are you looking to build your online presence and increase your landing page visits? You need JDS Online Marketing. We offer the services you need to maximize your online exposure without breaking the bank. We specialize in social media management, website creation, target marketing, and most important, brand SEO. Take advantage of our free consultation by logging on to jdsonlinemarketing.com. That's jdsonlinemarketing.com, your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Welcome to the new sound of smooth jazz and R&B.
Get into the groove, guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words
with Daniel A. Nelson.
The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you today. This is the Gospel Jazz Connection. This is D-Nice along with Miss M. And we started the top of the set with John 1-1 from Kurt Whalen. Then we brought it in to the good one, Yes, God is Real, with Gerald Alston bringing in his sons, Todd and Calvin. Then we followed up with A Little Chameleon by Herbie Hancock, followed by Fuzzy Logic with David Benoit. Living Large was brought to you by Huge Groove. And this one is my favorite group of all times, Hiroshima, in One Wish. This is D-Nice. I'd like to thank again our guest today. Started out for Poppy's Place. Go out and get it for yourself. Poppy's Place, Raynell Saunders. Thank you for being there. Appreciate and look forward to hearing more from you. Lady D, always on point with your little interviews. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you do. We'll see more of you coming soon. We've got a good announcement to tell you about soon with the show. Amber Sard, always on the BP trail, doing it like you do it. Also, she's doing some more things she ain't told you about, but she'll bring it to you more in detail. Also, want to put a shout out to Sheriff Nicole Martin. So, this is D-Nice saying, listen to us, same time, same channel, each and every work, where you can sit back, relax, and watch with your ears. Miss M, take us home.
This is Miss M with the Gospel Jazz Connection, and I know you guys had a smooth ride with us. And we're going to take you out at the end of the show with a little bit of John Clemmer.